from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low temp around 50 degrees. Friday looks to be sunny with a high near 73 degrees. And for your Friday night, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low temp around 52 degrees. I'm Jake Goodman from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 60 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do? Join me, Carol Blonder, on Networking Arizona, Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Networking, it makes a difference.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana.
Crossroads of Health, Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1100 KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung, America. This is the Barbarian, Von Wehunt, the Germanic warlord speaking to the nation about war and peace again tonight. The culture war in America is right now the information and propaganda war. And we will hail for victory, my comrades. On my show, everything is on the table and nothing is off limits. As we will speak truth to power. We talk about things that other talk show hosts on other stations are afraid to talk about, and never forget that we are a world at war. It has been said that governments disavow peace and they engage in war when they perceive that the price of aggression is cheap. Now, this past week, New Zealand is trying to confiscate guns in that country after the mosque tragedy, and it sounds like this.
I can tell you one thing right now. Our gun laws will change.
New Zealand's worst ever peacetime mass killing is prompting action in a country where low crime rates are part of its identity. Within the hours after at least one gunman violently attacked peaceful worshippers at two mosques in the city of Christchurch, killing 50 people and wounding dozens more, New Zealand's Prime Minister said the country won't take anything for granted in ensuring its citizens' safety.
There have been attempts to change our laws in 2005, 2012, and after an inquiry in 2017. Now is the time for change.
The suspect, a 28-year-old Australian man, now charged with murder, was a licensed gun owner who bought the five guns used in the crimes legally.
Now, just know that that was the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. We have already seen the mass uber liberal media attack the nationalist wing of the right wing in America. Every talking head on local and national news is using the New Zealand tragedy to attack President Trump and nationalism in general. They are using the mosque shooting as a billy club to hit you, Mr. and Mrs. America, over the head and to beat you into submission. Their underlying message is for you to renounce your loyalty to President Trump, to renounce your nationalist Republican mindset, and to cave in politically so they, and only they, can continue to invade your country and take it over from within. Now, on Thursday nights, we are the most important radio show on the air at this hour, at this time. I want to thank you, the Von Wehunt radio audience, for paying attention, for being informed, for being engaged with what is happening to your country in America. Not just the way it used to be, like in retro America, but in where we are going. America is at a crossroads and a precipice. We must be there to lead the way. Now, I have 1 hour per week to make my point. I take in all the news from multiple sources, and then I use my own internal mental filter, which is honed, and from that batch of news, I look for the great themes and memes of the week and the hidden undercurrent that we can delve into. And then I finalize my thoughts and can go into two or three different directions before every radio show. And sometimes the radio show is a life of its very own. Now tonight, I've got a very special guest, Victor Davis Hanson, thinker, historian, and patriot. He'll be on the show here in a few minutes. He's the author of the new book, The Case for Trump. He's a senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, and a professor emeritus of classics at California State University in Fresno. And that's Victor Davis Hanson, our VIP guest tonight. Folks, we are on fire tonight. The show is on every Thursday. Always be here. And just so you know, we are still getting reports that ICE or someone keeps dumping more and more illegal aliens at Greyhound bus stations in Phoenix, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and all over the Southwest. New Zealand is a country under the microscope. This is what happens when you attempt to change a country culturally and racially. These types of people that have immigrated to New Zealand or that have been brought there are changing it drastically. There's mosques being built all over the country. But the bigger question is this: do people have an unrestricted right to migrate anywhere they choose, then claim they are being discriminated against when they reach their country of choice? Tonight we have a lot to talk about. President Trump, the author, other larger themes. We are the Thunderball on the radio each and every week. When you call the show tonight, call after 9:30, 602-277-5369. Nationally, 1-866-536-1100. So tonight, my friends, there has been a lot of talk about millennials, all over the radio tonight. But just so you know, I am Generation X, as in KFNX. So tonight, we will start the show as we are the Thunderball on the radio.
Yourself what you will miss more, your children or cigarettes. As long as I can remember, my mother smoked. She died from lung cancer when I was 16. I could not take the chance of continuing smoking and not being here for my daughter. I know how much I needed my mom still, and I didn't realize it until I had lost her.
You're not just quitting for yourself. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It is not a conservative position to demand that the government tell everyone out there to take care of the choices that you make for your family.
Dana Loesch, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Looking for something a little different than the normal talk show? Tune in to the Marcus Giovanni Show for information on business, technology, entertainment, and politics as he shares his vision to build massive swarms of conversation on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com. Marcus Giovanni, unlike anything else in radio. Just Google Marcus Giovanni and do it now.
Every Sunday at 7 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Coming up this weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, do you keep all the receipts and records of your pet's visits to the veterinarian? I'll tell you how that can lead to identity theft. And is the man in your life romantic, ladies? I have three questions to ask yourself from Match.com dating expert Julie Spira. The answers hold the clues to a man's romance quotient. This weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show. Join me Saturday nights at 10 following the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt the Barbarian.
No matter what people will tell you, words and ideas can change the world. And that is why you listen to the Von Weehunt Show. It's legendary glory. This is episode 159 tonight. The star date of 3/21/2019. And tonight, this is the New Zealand Massacre and Gun Meltdown show special tonight. Now you're in for a very special treat. We have the VIP guest author, Victor Davis Hanson, thinker, historian, and patriot, who wrote the book, The Case for Trump. Let's patch him through from our command bunker. Mr. Hanson, are you there tonight?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, sir?
Very good.
Very good. Tell us a bit about your book and how it came about.
Well, I looked at the genre of Trump books, and I thought that they were either portraying Trump as a saint or a sinner, and I want to just analyze how he got elected, what was his message of defeated and pretty qualified primary field, how he defeated Hillary Clinton, why people hated him so much and still do, and what was the prognosis of his future. And that was pretty much, that's the book. And I suggested that he crafted onto a traditional Republican agenda, you know, low taxes, deregulation, constructionist judges, a little wrinkle of suggesting that China wasn't fated to take over the world, so to speak. Free trade was not fair trade. The industrial heartland of America was not yet played out that could be brought back with symmetrical commercial deals, less outsourcing and offshoring. You shouldn't go engage in optional military adventurism if you can't translate battlefield success into strategic advantage. And you don't have sovereignty if you don't have a closed border. And unfortunately, immigration has become mostly illegal, not diverse, not meritocratic, and not measured. And so that was something the Republican candidates would not embrace. But fortunately for Trump, or I should say deliberately by Trump, that message was targeted at Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, where the election for good or evil was going to be decided in the Electoral College. And then he defeated Hillary Clinton because he wasn't running in a vacuum. It wasn't a popularity contest. And she was as unpopular as any Democrat. And in the first 2 years of his administration, he's defied all expectations of the never Trump right, who said he would govern as a liberal, and of the progressives who said he would fail, and that we've had first time in 10 years 3% annualized GDP, record low minority unemployment, almost record low peacetime unemployment, low interest, low inflation, record oil production, 3 million barrels per day. Since he was elected, and then a reestablishment, I guess we call it deterrence abroad, and sort of no patience left with these flawed Iran deal, flawed Paris Climate Accord,
right,
moving the embassy to Jerusalem. He did a lot of things, in other words, everybody talked about that. And we saw that today with the institutionalization of the Golan Heights as part of Israel. Everybody talked about this, but nobody dared to do it. And then why do people dislike him so much? And that was the second part of the book. And it was a mixture of things. I think he was the first president without prior military or political experience. His comportment, his tweeting, all of that was considered either anti-presidential or on-presidential. Mm-hmm. And then there was something about his accent and the fact he was from the outer boroughs, his experience with casinos, that to the bipartisan elite, that was considered uncouth, perhaps, and along with his message that appealed to a certain constituency that the Republican Party especially had kind of written off. The Democratic Party had no more interest in the white working class. You add all that up, and there was something about him that made people almost become unhinged. And that's not just speculation. I think we can all agree. We've never seen a president with 90% negative press coverage, according to the Shorenstein Center, or these very strange, bizarre efforts to sue on behalf of the voting machines and say they were flawed and overturn the election, or try to persuade the electors of Electoral College not to fulfill their duties, or the Logan Act, the 25th Amendment, the Emoluments Clause, the Mueller investigation. You combine that with this celebrity assassination chic where everybody from Robert De Niro to Madonna to Johnny Depp, Kathy Griffin, kind of vie every month whether he should be decapitated, shot, burned, stabbed.
Right.
So we're in new territory, I think. And I don't think anybody's learned anything or forgotten anything from 2016. He's still going to be running against a real person, and elections are not decided by a popularity contest. It's usually one candidate who's good, another one's better, or one candidate's bad, and another one's worse.
Right.
And given the Democratic agenda that it's shaping up, the candidate's going to be sort of wedded to a series of issues, whether it's Medicare for all, or the new Green Deal, or reparations, or near infanticide as abortion, or open borders, or abolish ICE, abolish Electoral College, abolish student debt, that don't poll 51%.
Right.
So Donald Trump is going to run on, here's my 2 years of governance, and here's basically a new sort of all-encompassing socialism.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump is the right president at the right time, Mr. Hansen. And would you say that President Trump is a force for good? I would.
Yeah, I think he's sort of made us think about what morality is. I know that there's two things going on here. One is that we have historical ignorance, so we don't really know, or we do know, but we don't think about what other presidents did while they were in office. And Trump hasn't done anything comparable to Bill Clinton or JFK,
right,
maybe even other, you know, LBJ especially. But more importantly, if you give a youngster, a young person in the inner city or out here in the San Joaquin Valley, some leverage over an employer, so for the first time in his life, he has an option. People want to bid for his labor because you've got a booming economy and a tight labor market. That's an ethical act in itself. Or if you say, I'm going to frack, I'm going to horizontal drill, I'm going to build pipelines because I want consumers to have affordable fuel, that's a moral act. And I think at least 40% of the electorate see that, and they tune out the excesses of his Twitter account. But somehow we've considered people who are sober and judicious but didn't accomplish anything as morally superior, and I don't quite understand that, especially from the Never Trump right. They can be so sanctimonious, but they're perfectly happy with a static economy, or they don't show the same toward Obama, Obama, who really wrecked the lives of millions of people.
He did. You know, we have the establishment, and they did not view Trump as being part of polite society. And one quick mention about the tweeting, Trump has to tweet because he's never given a fair shake by the Bolshevik mass media in this country. He has to reach the people directly, so he goes over the media's head. Now, how can folks buy your book, The Case for Trump?
They can get it on Amazon. They can get it in Barnes & Noble. They can go to my website, victorhansen.com.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And, you know, you are a historian, and you're a commentator, and you've been very busy here on the circuit. I believe that President Trump is a force for good. I think he's the president that America needs. I said on my program many times that America did not need in 2016, a choir boy or an altar boy? Your final thoughts, sir.
Yeah, I have a chapter called The Tragic Hero because I think he's analogous to a Dirty Harry, not quite like that. He hasn't broken any laws, but or a Shane or a Magnificent Seven, the classic Western where somebody comes in at the bidding of exasperated people who can't solve these existential problems, and then he has a certain way of doing things, and his very success allows people sort of the margin of error, the luxury to say, wow, we invited this guy in. I'm kind of now, things are going well. I'm bothered by his speech or his comportment or his methods. And then he sort of rides off in the sunset. And I think that's sort of what Trump is. We brought him in to do things. He's done things beyond people's expectation. And now all of a sudden people are saying, wow, he was rude or he tweeted rather than, wow, he got GDP at a growth rate we've never seen before. So I'm not sure he's going to ever get the achievement, the recognition for his achievement that he deserves.
Right. And the one thing, too, I think that President Trump is doing for the country is he's giving them a real-life history of the U.S. Constitution, because the First Amendment to free speech is not there to protect people from what they view as controversial or uncivil speech. It's to protect the controversial speech that they may not like for their liberal, delicate ears. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's told the universities that you don't respect the First Amendment, you're not going to get federal funds. You don't give due process to people who have been accused of harassment. They don't have, you know, right, a presumption of innocence. I'm going to cut you. And when you lend $1.5 trillion to indebted students, you give them less guidance about that burden than used car salesmen have to, by law, give to potential buyers.
Thank you, sir. Victor Davis Hanson, the author of the new book, The Case for Trump. Buy it today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has added 9 counties to the state flash flooding disaster proclamation, bringing the total to 52 out of Iowa's 99 counties. Correspondent Vanessa Yurkovich.
According to the Iowa Department of Agriculture, 100,000 acres of farmland have been flooded in the state, and most of the farmers we've spoken to can't even get to their farms to assess the damage, and some think they won't even have a crop to plant this year.
In the NCAA tournament, Nevada just didn't have it in them. The Florida Gators closed the game with an 11-2 run, beating the Wolfpack 70-61. Westwood One Sports' Kevin Kugler on the final call.
And that is going to do it. And the Gators bite back against the Nevada Surge and hang on to win 70-61. Florida, the 10 seed in the West, advancing with an upset over the 7th seeded Nevada Wolfpack.
Right now, Dow Futures down 35. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low temp around 50 degrees. Friday looks to be sunny with a high near 73 degrees. And for your Friday night, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low temp around 52 degrees. I'm Jake Goodman from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 60 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
There is a difference in health and wellness programs. There can be mainstream programs, and then there is something extra. That something extra is called Tips to Keep You Healthy, Happy, and Motivated, with your host, Kristen Harper. If you want to hear some behind-the-scenes talk radio when it comes to health and wellness, the why as well as the how, be sure to tune in each week. This show will inspire you to be healthy and happy for life, as well as become the best version of yourself.
Tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education. We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events. And thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Huzzah!
Weekends now through March 31st.
You love the Renaissance Festival.
Great shopping, a giant crafts market.
New shows featuring sea fairies, mermaids, and merriments.
Non-stop feasting and more.
The Renaissance Festival is back.
Weekends now through March 31st.
Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or rimfestinfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
We all owe them, but very few of us know them. They are the men and women who protect us at home and abroad. Tune into American Warrior Radio Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on KFNX to hear the stories of our military and first responder communities. Over 160 broadcasts on demand at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
There's quite a big difference in just living and living well. The aim of the Successful Living Show is life and how you live it. Join John and Millie every Tuesday at 11 a.m. for Successful Aging, only on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Thanks for being here. They said this past week that Bernie Sanders, the communist, had 7 stitches on his forehead when a shower door viciously attacked him recently. Why, I never knew that the street rabble-rouser and communist Democrat even showered to begin with. Really, America, who knew? Now, in other news this week, President Trump met with the Trump of Brazil, Bolsonaro. They had a very good historic meeting, and it sounds like this. That's our tribute to the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro. Now let's get Matador from his East Valley bunker on, and then we'll get to Paul the Gladiator. Matador, are you there tonight? Let's patch him through our Enigma coding machine. We're still working on it. If he's there, this is pirate radio at its best. Hopefully the feds are not interfering with our show again. Is he there? Matador, speak up if you're there.
I'm here, General Weehunt. Von Weehunt, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
God, I think it was that Hollywood elite left that just snatched our call right off. They're panicking. I heard John Cusack say, if Trump loses, he's not going to leave the White House.
Electronic harassment from the NSA and other rogue alphabet federal feral agencies always attacking the show. And what are your thoughts tonight, sir?
Well, what a great, great guest. I love these people you get on. I waste my time driving around listening to horrible radio shows with the same guest. Trump's bad, Trump's good. That guy fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. A breath of fresh air, the Von Weehunt Show. We are not the boring talk radio that's on so many other stations. KFNX is the best station. We have the best shows. And keep telling the people that because it's all true, you know?
Why is the left media in such a panic in the entire world? If Trump was what they said he was going to be, the next Jimmy Carter, a complete buffon, and everything was going terrible, they would just be saying, hey, this was a funny joke, ha-ha. They're in complete panic because, as that man said, GDP of 3, everybody's working, minorities have more money in their pocket than they've ever had, yes. The middle class is rocking. That's why you hear these crazy Democrats going, let's get rid of the Electoral College. They're giving the middle finger to the complete flyover state so they can have 10 big ultra-liberal cities from San Francisco to L.A., New York to Miami, and throw in Chicago. All illegals can vote. 15-year-olds can vote. Everybody can vote. They'll win by 20 million votes. They will destroy not just this country, but the entire world if the Electoral College was ever overturned.
Oh, I totally agree. And, folks, there have been many attacks on the Electoral College, and it was enshrined in our U.S. Constitution by our founding fathers precisely to prevent a Hillary rotten Clinton from attaining the presidency of this land. It was designed so that Al Gore cannot win either. The Electoral College has done its job, is etched in stone, for it was designed that whoever wins the Electoral College wins the most real estate in America. During the presidential election, it was designed after the kings of Europe. Whoever won the most territory won, not just the densely populated centers. Your thoughts, Matador?
I agree 100%. There'll be no more folks going to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. There'll be no more going to New Hampshire. No more going to Reno, Nevada. No more going around the country. They'll just pop into the 10 big cities. Nobody will look like you do. It'll be Holly Hockmod from wherever he came from and somebody from here and some family from there. You will literally turn on your TV and going, am I watching America? What is this? I think now, I really believe this now, they're going to forget about guns, First Amendment, and all this stuff. And they know there's no way they can beat Trump. They've already done the numbers. They have the worst candidates in the history of the world. They're either stuck with super old white men to run, which all they tell us is how evil the white man is, so they can't get anybody to vote for that. Or if it's not an old white man, it's some Cory Booker who says he's Roman, who's never been to Italy. We got Pocahontas, who has zero blood there. We got a guy named Beto, who's telling people he's a poor Mexican, when in reality, he's worth $100 million, went to an elite Ivy school, Columbia, never even met a Mexican in his life. They have nobody. So they know Trump's going to win 350 electoral votes. No way they can beat him. And they're going to say, oh, this time we won by 8 million votes. They're going to count, you know, 28. They're going to count more votes in New York and California than there are citizens, not just voters.
That's right.
They'll say 80 million people. So they're going to get swamped, and all they're going to talk about is we won by 8 million votes. We got to get rid of this electoral college. Once they get rid of that, Von Lars, then they take that giant sweep. Then they'll come after the guns, the First Amendment, 20 people on the Supreme Court. Then they'll destroy the country. Now, can say, forget the middle of the country. You don't even exist anymore. And they'll flood the middle of the country. They'll open up the border and flood us with 50 million illegals.
It's going to happen. I know. Folks, get ready out there. Get your gear now. Matador, thank you, sir. Spot on as usual.
Best show on TV. Keep the Radio Free West going, brother.
Thank you, Matador. Appreciate you. Folks, I say see a deplorable, think a deplorable. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on. From his North Valley compound. Paul, are you there tonight?
I'm always here on Thursday evening.
You're one of the closers. I appreciate you, sir. What are your thoughts
tonight? Man, Victor Hansen.
Great guy.
You know, awesome. I'm super impressed that a Stanford and University of California emeritus professor is actually speaking truth to power instead of all the liberals who are in California just lying to the population of America. I mean, everybody should go to victorhansen.com and buy 9 copies, keep one, give 4 to your neighbors and 4 to your friends of The Case for Trump. I mean, what a great book. I mean, he's spot on.
You're right, man. I get these great authors, The Case for Trump. He's a thinker, historian, and patriot. And Paul's right, man. Get that book. And I've got lots of VIP guests lined up all spring and summer. Don't you worry.
Yeah, and, you know, it was funny you mentioned Bernie Sanders getting attacked by his shower door.
Yes.
And
I'm surprised the guy even showers.
Yeah, he went to the best production factory for these shower doors, and it was the Trump factory who put those shower doors out.
He's the plot just claiming thickens.
That the Trump factory door attacked him, and he lost. By the way, he did lose the fight. Because he's the one that got the stitches.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at all of the candidates, and it's funny how the two old white men, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, just like Matador said, and they are in the actual lead above Booker, Kamala Harris, all of these far left hardcore liberals. And still, the two old white men lead the Democratic Party, which tells you that they're in shambles. They are just scurrying around. They don't know what to do. Wait till the wall gets built. They'll have no other fight left in them. And that's when the Republican Party better step up and put their foot on the throat of the opposition and just strangle them out. But
yes, we shall.
Yeah, we know that central Republican Party doesn't know how to fight, and hopefully they learn from Trump how to fight and literally keep the stronghold, get Congress back, keep the Senate, keep Trump for four more years. Everybody go out and make your money, put it in the bank or under the mattress in gold, silver, get what's yours now.
Yes.
Because after Trump, it's literally all over.
It'll be showtime. It'll all break loose. All hell will break loose when the communist Democrats try to seize control. Breath the Surfer is on next. Don't you go anywhere.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
America in the morning. Mornings at 6 a.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The home of America in the morning.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best kept secret in the valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448 INCOME right now. That's 844 844- 846 2663. When you attend, you'll also receive 5 of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health, what injures thousands more people every year than plane crashes or shark attacks? You'll be surprised. Join me Sunday nights at 10 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
If you missed it in our last segment, I did announce that Bernie Sanders, otherwise known on the street as just BS, was attacked viciously by a shower door, but he has survived with 7 stitches on his forehead, his fat liberal face. Let's get Brett the Surfer on from surfing off the coast of Brazil tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I have to say, Mark Victor Hansen, that's A Case for Trump. Yeah, I've got to definitely go get that book. Yeah. I know he did Chicken Soup for the Soul a while back, a whole series of those. And just a great series there. But that is funny, you're mentioning Bernie Sanders.
It's all true.
Getting hit by the shower door.
He was attacked.
You've got to really wonder.
Yes, the soy boy Sanders was standing there in the shower door, or the story goes, attacked him. But I think there could be some other foul play. There's some nefarious things that were going on in the Bernie Sanders commune that have yet to come out. Your thoughts?
Maybe his handler was thinking he wasn't fascist enough. Could that be?
He's not really, or Marxist enough. He wants to tax us all 90%. He loves the New Zealand gun confiscation. Oh my God!
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's just loving that, man. But you know what? Trump's going to get back in. I mean, I really believe that.
Me too.
I just think that the people that they have are, I don't know, unless they, I don't know. I just don't think they have any.
They're losers. You know, they really are.
Right.
I mean, go and research Beto. Folks, go to my tweets on Twitter, and I post some great things that I really can't see on the air. Read Beto's 1988 poem. It's a doozy, I swear. This guy writes child murder fiction where he fantasizes about killing your children. Swear to God. He likes to jump on tables in every campaign.
Wow.
He jumps on every cafe table he can like he's some kind of Mexican Tijuana dancer. It's bizarre.
That's a sign of how desperate or how crazy really that party has become.
I don't know what his gender identity is. We need to research that and get back to the show, you know? What are your final thoughts, Brett?
I just want to say your show's great, man. And
Thanks, sir.
I'm loving it. And I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you, Brett.
And I think you're doing a great job, man.
Thank you, sir. We love you, man. It's Brett the Surfer, folks. One of our great regulars. Thank you, Brett. Folks, just face it, America. The militant leftists want you to live in a demographic hell of their own choosing so they can further attack your family, your home, your profession, your company, and your quality of life. The Democrats want to bring in millions more from the third world. The militant left demands that you renounce your heritage as the true conquerors of North America and Europe. They want you to surrender your very existence to those seeking the destruction of you, your family, and your nation. And then they feel they can rebuild this country in their own image, not yours. The militant leftists in America think that wide open borders, Sharia law, infanticide, and late-term abortions 1 second before birth is so cool. How edgy of them. If only the rest of America weren't so backward, the country could really progress in Democrat Marxist eyes. You know it's true. But here's some news from ancient Rome, the way it really was.
In Gaul, the renegade Mark Antony has laid siege to the city of Mutina, but salvation is at hand. The Senate sends an army led by the generals Perseus and Pansa, the noble patriot young Caesar Octavian joins our generals with his own legions to crush the rebels. North, the great army, under the leadership of the generals Perseus and Pansa, assisted by Caesar Octavian, is about to engage with the forces of the traitor Mark Antony. All citizens are requested to make offerings for the success of our heroic soldiers. Long live the Republic! All citizens, be aware that the vassal, Prince Herod, Tetrarch of Galilee, has come to the city by order of the triumvirate. During his residence here, all mockery of Jews and their one God shall be kept to an appropriate minimum.
Well, that was the news from ancient Rome. Don't you love it? Well, they call you the deplorables, and me the deplorables, the dregs of society. We are all of that and more. Now, before the dregs and the deplorables were even announced, there was a group that is infamous, and they're called the Dirty Dozen.
Major Risen, you are ordered by Allied command to select 12 general prisoners, convicted by courts-martial and sentenced to be executed or serve lengthy prison terms for murder, rape, robbery, and other crimes of violence. And you will deliver them secretly behind enemy lines in France to undertake a mission of sabotage that could change the course of the war. The 12 men will be known as the Dirty Dozen.
Lee Marvin as Major John Risman.
There's a little of Major Risman in every man, says Marvin. Tough and unyielding, yet compassionate. I think it's the best role I've ever been asked to play.
You've all volunteered for a mission which gives you just three ways to go. Either you can follow up in training and be shipped back here for immediate execution of sentence, or you can follow up in combat, in which case I will personally blow your brains out, or you can do as you're told, in which case you might just get by.
Now you hold it right there. This war was not started for your private gratification, and you can be damn sure that this army isn't being run for your personal convenience either.
Ernest Borgnine as General Warden. I'm tired of seeing generals portrayed as desk-bound pen pushers, says Borgnine. So I've played Warden as a rough professional soldier.
Robert Ryan as Colonel Everett Dasher Breed.
There were officers like Breed, says Ryan, who could never suffer the rules broken or even bent a little.
Major Risen's compliments, sir.
Cut him while it's strong.
You prefer to be captured or destroyed?
Jimmy Brown as Napoleon Jefferson.
Jefferson is any man fighting for recognition against the odds, says Brown. I think I understand him pretty well.
The hell of it!
John Cassavetes as Victor Franco.
Says Cassavetes. Franco is a petty hoodlum forced to heroism by circumstances beyond his control.
We go on that mission, we all get killed. That's what they want! That's what they want!
Trini Lopez as Jimenez.
He's crawling with hate.
Charles Bronson as Vladislav.
The last guy in the world you'd expect to be a hero.
Telly Savalas as Archer Maggot.
Maggot is a maniac, says Savalas. His religious fanaticism can never be moderated or quelled. It is a constant danger.
Clint Walker as Samson Posey.
An Indian with war paint smeared on his soul. Train them. Excite them. Arm them.
And turn turn them loose on the Nazi high command.
And that's how the West was won. Here's a prayer for the nation tonight. Lord, give us strength and courage as we fight for the soul of this nation. Lord, expose the lies. Tear down the strongholds and bastions of deceit and Democrat deception. And shine your light into the hidden places where the deceivers plan their evil against this nation. You will crush them all. Thank you all for being here every Thursday night. Never forget. God bless you all. Keep the faith. And good night from the KFNX studios in my stronghold.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Savage Nation.
Free speech.
It's 10 o'clock.
I'm Elliot Francis. 5 days before he sits down with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for discussions on a potential Mideast peace process, President Trump is recognizing Israel's annexation of the Golan Heights from Syria. Bob Costantini reports.
With the Secretary of State delivering the news personally to Prime Minister Netanyahu, Trump White House support for Israel is cemented even further.
Thank you, Mike Pompeo. Thank you, President Trump. And thank you, America.
Pompeo and Netanyahu were together in Jerusalem, which Mr. Trump has recognized as the capital of Israel.
President Trump has just made history. I called him. I thanked him on behalf of the people of Israel. He did it again.
Netanyahu comes to Washington next week facing re-election and politically damaged by pending indictments for corruption. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Thousands.